You clock out. We clock in. Welcome to the Torn by Sports Lunch Break.
Welcome to this episode of the Torn by Sports Lunch Break. Joining me today is Pat Rooney from BuffZone.com and the Boulder Daily Camera. How are you doing today, Pat?
Good, Grant. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, no, I appreciate you coming on. Looking forward to talking some Colorado basketball as they get ready to face BYU here this coming weekend. To get started, I'm wondering what were the expectations for Colorado coming into this season in the Pac-12 and in their non-conference play?
Well, I'll tell you what, Grant, the interesting thing about this team is no one was really sure what to make of them coming into the season. They were picked seventh in the preseason Pac-12 conference media poll. And that didn't seem, that seemed about right only because of all the question marks they had. Josh Scott has been a dominant post player, but he had some serious back issues last year. The question would be whether he would hold up this year. They had a transfer coming in who sat out his transfer season last year, came in from Providence, named Josh Fortune. Again, had a lot of talk behind him, but hadn't seen him on the floor yet, so didn't really know what they're getting in him. Another kid named George King, who played sparingly as a freshman 2 years ago, took his redshirt season last year, was expected to fill a bigger role this year, and he's kind of exploded out of the gate. So there's three spots right there that have all kind of shined through so far. There's a sophomore point guard, Dom Collier, question marks around him, whether he would really kind of make a step forward from last year. So far, all those questions have been answered. They've played great during a 7-1 start. And I know just today, Coach Boyle said this would be this BYU matchup would be the toughest matchup his team will have faced this year since their opener against Iowa State.
Yeah, BYU, they're getting some wins here and battling all their in-state rivals here with beating Weber State last weekend, playing Utah State, I believe today as we record this, and having lost to Utah earlier this month. But, it's kind of, mentioning BYU, Utah, they had their rivalry game. Colorado is coming off of their rivalry game with Colorado State. I'm just wondering, how emotional was that game? And do you expect there to be potentially a emotional letdown going against BYU after having beat Colorado State?
Well, to answer the first part of that, it was a great win for the Buffs on Sunday. They were down in an electric atmosphere. It was at Colorado State. So, obviously, the green and gold squarely against the Buffs that day. And this rivalry, this matchup is always, it's usually one of those, as you probably know, with BYU and Utah. I'm sure it's similar, if not even more intense, the way you can kind of throw out the records a lot of times in these kind of matchups. But Colorado State had been off to a pretty solid start themselves. And we're up, the Rams, though, Colorado State was up 13 at halftime. And CU just buried them pretty quickly out of the gates in the second half. Outscored Colorado State 21-3 in the first 7 minutes of the second half. It was still tied with maybe about 6-7 minutes left, and CU kind of turned on the jets again down the home stretch to wind up winning by 11. So big win, emotional win, yes. Letdown, I don't think so. I think that's where Tad Boyle comes into play. These guys have been really focused on one game at a time so far. Granted, they haven't had the best of competition leading up to Colorado State. They opened tough, two tough openers, but kind of games the last couple of weeks, teams they were expected to win. They definitely had a good test at Colorado State, and I think Coach Boyle will have them ready for BYU. I know they're ready for this matchup.
Okay, you mentioned the big run CU did against Colorado State to start that second half. Is that the explosive type of offense BYU fans can expect to see when they match up against each other?
They've shown it a few times, CU has. They were down on the road at Auburn in the second game of the year, and a similar blueprint to just the other day came storming back. In that game, they got a little close. I think they were down 15, if memory serves. They cut it to, it was more manageable at least at halftime. And then they did the same sort of thing after halftime. And buried them in a hurry, and they've had a few runs like that this year. One thing that this team has shown a lot of offensive explosiveness, like you alluded to. They're averaging 84 points a game, basically, and that's including just 62 points in the opener. So they've really kind of built that average after kind of starting behind the eight ball on that front against Iowa State. So very explosive. Three guys averaging double figures, another with nine right behind them. And, yeah, you know, I mean, BYU's game plan obviously should be not letting CU get the game into the 80s point-wise.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's crazy looking at the, you know, I've got some stats in front of me. You know, the offense is really keying off of Josh Scott, who is anchoring down in the paint with 18 points a game. How much of a matchup is that going to be, Josh Scott versus Kafusi this coming weekend?
Yeah, I know. And I know it's one that Josh Scott is looking forward to. And I think one thing that's been impressive about Josh so far this season, like I said, you have the stats there. He's averaging, you know, 18 points now and 9.8, almost averaging a double-double. One thing that's been impressive about Josh is that he's not forcing it. He knows he's the leader of the team, but he's not, you know, going out there and disrupting, I guess, the flow of the offense. You know, he really came on strong in the second half of that Colorado State game. I forget what he had at the break, but it was, you know, kind of a nominal performance in the first half. He's really letting the game come to him. He's not forcing shots. You can see, I mean, the field goal percentage, he's shooting 64.3% so far, and that's, again, with a bad showing against Iowa State. I mean, if you take that game out of the equation, I think he's shooting almost 70% for the season and getting good shots, not forcing shots. And, yeah, I know that's going to be a great matchup this weekend. I know Coach Boyle said, that, you know, the big men they're going to see against BYU are far superior to what they're coming off just seeing against Colorado State.
Yeah, I mean, the other thing that I'd like to mention about Josh Scott, and maybe you can talk to this, is, you know, it looks like he's averaging almost two assists a game. Is he just, is that a, you know, him finding the right pass out of a double team?
Exactly what it is. And guy on shots, the 3-point shooting on this team is much improved over a year ago. And they got three of their regulars shooting over 40%. Two of them are over 45%. Those assists from Josh are coming out of those double teams and kicking them back outside. Unlike last year's team, this team is knocking them down.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's interesting that this is the type of play Colorado's playing, because this is almost word for word exactly what Utah tries to set up with Jakob Poeltl in the paint, or and him dishing out of double teams to hit Utah's open shooters. And it looks like BYU is going to be facing a lot of that again on Saturday. How do you think BYU can slow down that offense?
I almost wonder if at some point teams are going to let Josh Scott do his thing in the post and not double team and not let those shooters beat you with the 3-point shot. The problem is there's almost everyone in the lineup can knock down 3-pointers. I mean, forward Wes Gordon hadn't made one, hadn't only attempted one all season. He hit two huge ones in the Colorado State game the other day, in the comeback in the second half. So they can hit you from a lot of angles. A couple guys off the bench are shooting real well. I think you have to guard the 3-pointer. The way this CU team, I know it's built around Josh Scott, but the way they have won these games so far, I think you have to protect that 3-point arc. If that means conceding some points to Josh Scott in the middle, then so be it. You're conceding a 2 instead of a 3.
Yeah, I think you're definitely onto something of letting Josh Scott kind of have his way in the paint and stopping that 3-point. I mean, as I'm looking at it, I mean, you're not lying. Your guys are shooting a lot of threes and shooting them at a high clip, from what I can see, between King, Fortune, Fletcher, Collier. I mean, you even got guys shooting over 50%. And granted, I mean, I think you mentioned Wesley Gordon not having shot many in the season up until the last game. But, you know, coming from the flip side of things, where do you see, you know, what are CU's main concerns in slowing down BYU's offense that can also, you know, light up the scoreboard itself?
Yeah, I know some of the preview info I will have out on BuffZone.com the rest of this week. Relate some of the things Coach Boyle, Tad Boyle of the CU Buffs has said about BYU and particularly Kyle Collinsworth. I know he's got a wealth of respect for Collinsworth. You know, I know their major concern is slowing him down coming into this game. I know BYU, I believe, has four guys averaging double figures as well. But I know they feel like Collinsworth is the player that makes them go.
Yeah, no, Collinsworth is a, you know, he's a point forward type player. And, I believe the career leader in the NCAA with triple doubles. So he's a matchup issue. Who's going to match up with Collinsworth? Do you know at this point? Has Coach Boyle, alluded to
I don't
to
know
him
for
might
sure.
Be drawing that?
Yeah, I definitely do not know for sure. If I were to hazard a guess, and this is strictly my opinion, I think the best matchup is George King. One of the CU's, I mentioned him earlier in this conversation. He was someone who took a redshirt year last year as a sophomore. It was a bit of an unorthodox approach, but something that Coach Boyle sometimes likes, having their guys get a little taste of college basketball as a freshman to kind of know what they're up against, know what it takes to succeed, and then take their redshirt year, which is what George King did last year, and he's come on like gangbusters this year. I had a big 27-point game at Auburn early in the season. Also had a big game against Iowa State. But I say George King against Kyle Collinsworth just because of the body type. George is a long-arm athlete, good on the boards, you know, can mix it up down inside. It's kind of a small forward type as well. And I think the long arms he's got to possibly clog up passing lanes. So if I had to hazard a guess who would take him, George King would be the answer. But I don't know for sure. And Coach Boyle doesn't usually report that ahead of time, you know, who's going to match up against who. But like I said, if I had to hazard a guess, George King is the guy.
Okay. I mean, you know, we've talked about a lot of the key guys, you know, the three players averaging double-digit points. I'm looking for a potential surprise player or someone, you know, we haven't talked about that BYU fans really need to watch out for this coming Saturday.
You know, I think of the guys I haven't mentioned, you know, for something that, you know, you maybe don't know what you're going to get scoring-wise. I think the answer to that one is Trayshawn Fletcher, the junior forward. He's a guy that so far Coach Boyle has rotated three guys into two starting spots, rather, kind of at the 2 and 3, the shooting guard and small forward. Trayshawn Fletcher, George King, and Josh Fortune have kind of been sharing that on a rotational basis, but obviously all three of them are getting significant time regardless of who's starting. Trayshawn Fletcher, his offense, you know, I know Coach Boyle likes him, again, for the long arms and defense. And, you know, if not George King, I'm sure Collinsworth will also see a lot of Trayshawn Fletcher defensively on Saturday night. But Trayshawn, you know, he's had some pedestrian games, a couple 3-point games, a 5-point games, but then he'll erupt for 17 earlier this year against Portland. He had a 15-point game, and, you know, that 17-pointer made 7 or 8 from the field. So he kind of, in some games, you can maybe fall asleep on his offense. You know, he is one of their better defenders, and he's pretty consistent in that area. But when he does decide that he's going to have a big night offensively, it seems to come in bunches. So outside of who we've talked about, I'm sure that's a player that BYU may not have on the top of their scouting report, but he's certainly a player that can get hot in a hurry on the floor.
Yeah, I mean, looking at his stats, they kind of show that he could go off or he could, you know, put you to sleep. You know, after all that we've talked about, it sounds to me that we could have a high scoring, high-paced, fun game to watch this Saturday. What would you say, I mean, what would be your final thoughts on the game, and would you venture to give us a prediction?
I'll give you a prediction. I do a live chat. We're doing it tomorrow on BuffZone.com, and everyone always asks me for a prediction, so I will I'll gladly take that up. I agree with you entirely. I do think it's going to be a high-scoring game. I mean, these are two teams that you know, score a lot of points. I think BYU is right at 80 points. Colorado is at 84 points. And I think CU is hot. I think they're at home. I think they're going to be ready for this matchup. They don't have any other games this week. They'll be rested and ready to go. I would say I'm going to say CU 92 rather, and BYU 84.
All right, here comes a CU win against BYU. It'll be a fun game to watch that I'm actually looking forward to.
It will be that. It'll be fun. It'll be fun regardless, so I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, for sure. Well, you know, this is the Torn by Sports Lunch Break. Pat, I got one more question for you. What is your favorite place to hit up for lunch?
My favorite place to hit up for lunch? Boy, there's so many good restaurants in Denver. There's a place called Angelo's on 6th Avenue in Denver. So there's a plug, but that would probably be at the top of the list. I used to live by there. I don't anymore, so I don't get over there as much. But that's the place that springs to mind.
Okay, well, I mean, it's good to know. I think plenty of our fans, BYU, Utah fans in the state of Utah travel to Colorado when the team's
meet. That's right in the city.
Especially Utah.
Yeah. It's easy to find. Angelo's on 6th Avenue, but if they're staying downtown, there's many wonderful restaurants.
All right. Well, I will keep it in mind. Well, why don't you let our listeners know where we can find your stuff online and get some more insight into Colorado before Colorado plays BYU on Saturday.
Sure. And don't forget the Colorado Utah matchup is pretty early in Pac-12 play, kind of right around the corner. And then they play each other on the 8th of January. So not too far away with that one either. For our coverage online, the Boulder Data, the camera, we funnel all of our CU coverage to buffzone.com. So myself and Brian Howell and a number of other contributors, have full coverage there, and you can, check it out anytime, especially ahead of the Utah matchup next month too.
Yeah, no, and we will definitely catch up before that Utah-Colorado matchup, which should be, another great game. Two teams with fairly similar offensive game plans. Should be another good game.
Well, yeah, you bet. Pat, give me a shot that week, and we'll do this again.
Yeah, well, Pat, thanks for joining us, and you have a good time, and we'll look forward to a good game on Saturday.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
This has been a Torn Life Sports production.